From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for June 2nd, 2026. County officials this week opened Southern Nevada's first health and wellness clinic dedicated to children in foster care. The new pediatric clinic is located on the Child Haven campus in East Las Vegas and results from a partnership between the nonprofit FirstMed Health and Wellness and Clark County Family Services. It offers primary care, phlebotomy lab, dental services, and psychological and behavioral counseling for children both in and out of the foster system. Robin Bell, Child Haven's deputy director, said the goal is to ensure a continuum of care so families can get what they need more easily. Staff estimate the clinic can serve nearly 60 children a day. There are currently more than 3,400 children in Clark County's foster care system on any given day. Read the full story by KNPR's Ann Davis at knpr.org. American billionaire Barry Diller proposed an $18 billion takeover bid for MGM Resorts on Sunday, the New York Times reports. Diller is the founder and chairman of People Inc., a digital empire that operates 40 brands, including People and Life magazines. The company already owns a little more than 26% of MGM Resorts shares and holds two board seats, one of which Diller occupies. Diller announced in late April that the company was narrowing its focus on MGM Resorts, describing its assets as undervalued in a letter to People shareholders. He plans to pay $48.30 per share in cash for the remainder of MGM's stock. Reports say the offer is not final. The move comes after Golden Nugget owner Tillman Fertitta announced plans to acquire Caesars Entertainment in a $17.6 billion deal. A local animal hospital and several advocacy groups are offering free and low-cost services to help Southern Nevadans care for their pets. Nonprofits, including the Animal Foundation, the Nevada Humane Society, and the SPCA of Northern and Southern Nevada, provide vaccinations, microchipping, low-cost spaying and neutering, and help covering veterinary expenses. Still, leaders say the assistance falls short of the need, especially for critical care. That gap led veterinarian David Espinosa to form Majestic Park Animal Care, a nonprofit that helps people pay for treatment and follow-up care. Espinosa estimates he has already paid $100,000 for specialized services from surgeries to chemotherapy. Rachel Bergren, executive director of Heaven Can Wait Animal Society, urges owners to be patient and reach out for referrals. Hear the full conversation on KNPR's State of Nevada at knpr.org. The City of Las Vegas will host a hiring event and job fair to fill more than 100 hourly positions for the upcoming school year's SafeKey program. Organizers will hold the event at the Las Vegas Civic Center on June 10th and 11th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Participants can walk in but are encouraged to register in advance. The city advises attendees to bring their resumes, social security cards, and valid documents for employment authorization. The SafeKey Before and After School program offers recreational activities and academic enrichment for more than 70 elementary schools within Las Vegas. Employment starts August 10th. This Stanley Cup final between the Vegas Golden Knights and the Carolina Hurricanes is nearly a decade in the making for each franchise. Vegas has only been around for 9 years, but this is a third trip to the final, 3 years removed from hoisting the cup in 2023. Carolina has been building to this in the 8 seasons Rod Brind'Amour has been coach, but had never gotten past the third round. Two different paths made them NHL powerhouses, and changes over the past several months got them to the showdown for hockey's hallowed trophy. Read the full story on knpr.org. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.